Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette to expand Children's Memorial Garden at McManaman Park. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Gillette City Council has approved plans to expand the Children's Memorial Garden at McManaman Park, a space dedicated to remembering children and teens who have passed away. Council members recently approved a $50,000 contract with G&G Landscaping for the project. The Memorial Garden was first unveiled in 2007 in honor of 11-year-old Madison Scalzo, who died in a drunk driving crash on Worlow Drive. Since then, families have continued adding engraved bricks with the names of loved ones along the memorial walkway. City Administrator Mike Cole says the current memorial area is running out of room, prompting the city to move forward with an expansion. The project will create a new section for engraved pavers northwest of the existing garden and may include additional landscaping improvements if funding allows. McManaman Park itself has long served as one of Gillette's major community parks, hosting youth sports, playgrounds, walking paths, and community gatherings for decades on the city's west side. Construction on the memorial expansion is expected to take place later this summer, following final design work in June. ACLU sues Laramie County Sheriff over ICE agreements. The American Civil Liberties Union has filed a lawsuit against Laramie County Sheriff Brian Kozak over agreements allowing local deputies to work with federal immigration authorities. According to a press release from the ACLU, the lawsuit filed Tuesday in Laramie County District Court claims Kozak unlawfully entered three agreements with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, commonly known as ICE, without approval from county commissioners or following required public procedures. The agreement allows deputies to investigate immigration violations, assist as Federal Immigration Task Force officers, and house ICE detainees at the county jail. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of immigration advocacy group JUNTOS, the Unitarian Universalist Church of Cheyenne, and Drew's Barbershop. Cowboy State Daily reported, according to the complaint, the sheriff's office spent roughly $75,000 on immigration enforcement efforts over a five-month period and deputized around 30 officers for immigration work. The lawsuit also references a local barber who was reportedly deported to Nicaragua following a traffic stop by a Laramie County deputy. Sheriff Kozak's office has not yet publicly responded to the lawsuit. The legal challenge comes after the sheriff's office gained national attention earlier this year for increased immigration arrests and its truck around and find out enforcement operation targeting commercial drivers. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.